What's happening? Just get out of here before they all go!
The monk shook himself free and sped after the rest of them. Lutze bent down, picked up a fallen cork helmet, and solemnly handed it to Lobsang.
Health and safety at work, he said. Very important.
Will it protect me? Said Lobsang, putting it on.
Not really. But when they find your head, it may be recognisable. When we get into the hall, don't touch anything.
Lobsang had been expecting some vaulted, magnificent structure. People talked about the Procrastinator Hall as if it was some kind of huge cathedral. But what there was at the end of the passage was a haze of blue smoke. It was only when his eyes became accustomed to the swirling gloom that he saw the nearest cylinder. It was a squat pillar of rock about 3 yards across and 6 yards high. It was spinning so fast that it was a blur. Around it the air flickered with slivers of silver-blue light.
See, they're dumping! Over here, quick!
Lobsang ran after Lutze and saw there were hundreds, no, thousands of the cylinders, some of them reaching all the way to the cavern roof. There were still monks in here, running to and from the wells with buckets of water, which flashed into steam when they threw it over the smoking stone bearings at the base of the cylinders.
Idiots,
the sweeper muttered.
He cupped his hands and shouted, Where is the overseer?
Lobsang pointed down to the edge of a wooden podium built onto the wall of the hall. There was a rotting cork hat there and a pair of ancient sandals. In between was a pile of grey dust.
Poor fellow, said Lutze. A full 50,000 years in one jolt, I'd say.
He glared at the scurrying monks again.
Will you lot stop and come here? I ain't going to ask you twice.
Several of them swept the sweat out of their eyes and trotted towards the podium, relieved to hear any kind of order, while behind them the procrastinators screamed.
Right, said Lutze, as they were joined by more and more. Now listen to me. This is just a surge cascade. You've all heard of them. We can deal with it. We just have to cross-link futures and pasts. Fastest ones first.
Poor Mr. Shoblang already tried that, said a monk.
He nodded at the sad pile.
Then I want two teams.
Lutze stopped.
No, we haven't got time. We'll do it by the soles of our feet, like we used to do. One man to a spinner, just smack the bars when I say. Ready to go when I call the numbers?
Lutze climbed onto the podium and ran his eye over a board covered with wooden bobbins. A red or blue nimbus hovered over each one.
What a mess, he said. What a mess!
What do they mean, said Lobsang. Lutze's hands hovered over the bobbins.
OK, the red-tinted ones are winding time out, speeding it up, he said. The blue-tinted ones, they're winding time in, slowing it down. Brightness of the colour, that's how fast they're doing it. Except that now they're all freewheeling because the surge cut them loose, understand?
Loose from what?
From the load. From the world. See up there?
He waved a hand towards two long racks that ran all the way along the cavern wall. Each one held a row of swivelling shutters, one line blue, one line dark red.
The more shutters showing a colour, the more time winding or unwinding. Good lad, got to keep it balanced. And the way we get through this is we couple the spinners up in twos, so that they wind and unwind one another. Cancel themselves out. Poor old Shoblang was trying to put them back into service, I reckon. Can't be done, not during a cascade. You've got to let it all fall over and then pick up the pieces when it's nice and quiet.
He glanced at the bobbins and then at the crowd of monks.
Right, you, 128 to 17, and then 45 to 89. Off you go. And you, 596 to, let's see, yes, 402.
790, shouted Lobsang, pointed to a bobbin.
You what? 790. Don't be daft, that's still unwinding, lad. 402 is our man right here.
790 is about to start winding time again.
It's still bright blue. It's going to wind. I know it because...
The novice's finger moved over the lines of bobbins, hesitated, and pointed to a bobbin on the other side of the board.
It's matching speeds with this one.
Lutze peered.
It is written, well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs, he said. They're forming a natural inversion.
He squinted at Lobsang.
You're not the reincarnation of someone, are you? That happens a lot in these parts.
I don't think so. It's just obvious.
A moment ago, you didn't know anything about these.
Yes, but when you see them, it's obvious.
Is it? Is it?